future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Before we jump into today's show, I just want to mention our sponsors and our good friend over at Everpedia. Everpedia, if you don't know, is the world's largest encyclopedia on the blockchain. Everpedia's IQ token network is the world's first encyclopedia that allows anyone to become a stakeholder in the system and earn rank, reward, and tokens for creating content. So the next time you want some factual information, don't use Wikipedia. Make sure to use Everpedia, everyone's encyclopedia. You can visit them at www.everpedia.org. We have an amazingly exciting show in store today. We're going to be speaking about non-fungible tokens. Before we jump into that, I just want to say a big thank you to all the people who have been reaching out the last 24 hours, all the comments, all the emails we've been getting. Thank you so much. It means a lot to us all here. I want to say a big welcome to all our new subscribers. The subscriber has been through the roof. So we thank all the new subscribers and welcome to the SVK Crypto 15 Minutes of Crypto Fame podcast. And I want to, of course, welcome our regular listeners. It's great to have you back. So if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. It puts a smile on all of our faces here at SVK Crypto. So with that in mind, here's what's been going down in the last 24 hours. So the story side of things, here's what's been going down. Here's what's been getting traction. Shapeshift discloses LE compliance requests. So mirroring the actions of US exchange Kraken, Shapeshift has published a blog post basically detailing how it handles law enforcement compliance request. The non-custodial crypto exchange service has revealed that it received 60 requests last year with US agencies for 18 of those. So it's interesting to see people revealing how many requests they're getting for how many compliance requests they're getting as well. What else we got? Bitcoin maximalist smile upon grin. Grin, the privacy-focused cryptocurrency built using Mimblewimble technology, is less than a week old, but already it's gotten the crypto community talking. The intense interest is not an account of the copious Harry Potter references sprinkled throughout the Grin ecosystem. Really interesting stuff. You know, Grin's there, and it's kind of been more backed by the kind of the cypherpunks, and I think they've been working on it for a while. It's got some great development there. So let's see what Grin has in store. We'll keep you guys posted on that. What else is going down? So new auger-based prediction market unveiled. So wagering on future Grin developments is just one of the use cases of Veil, the new prediction market built on top of Augur. Will Grin USD be listed on CoinMarketCap by March 16th, 2019? Reads one of the markets. 95% of bettors have elected for yes. Oh my gosh, that's insane. There's also the ability to wager on the price Grin will be trading for on the same days. I mean, I think it's really fascinating that people can basically take a bet on anything. And obviously, we spoke about the dark sides of prediction markets as well. I mean, Augur had a bit of bad press because there were bets on if someone would get assassinated or not, which is pretty dark. But within itself, I mean, it's pretty interesting that you can pretty much take a bet on anything, right? You can take a view as a trader. You can take a view as just, you know, what you believe the web is going to be like tomorrow. Like, you can bet on anything as long as there's someone else on the other side who's willing to go against what you're saying. Like, that's what's great about it. And it just gives everyone the ability to create markets as well for anything. Especially if you go to a bookies here in East London, which there are a lot of them, right? And you walk in and, like, you can only bet on the markets they make, right? So some bookies will cover football and horse racing. Some will cover football, horse racing and boxing. Some will cover the Formula One. I mean, they kind of just do the sports, right? But Augur, like, it's anything. will Big Ben be chiming out of sync in 2022, right? Like, you could take a bet on that. I mean, and I think that's what's really interesting, because now you don't have a middleman to make the market. It's between two people. Like, if I think it is and you think it's not, then guess what? The trade's on, which is the exciting part. It'll be interesting to see what that does for Augur's daily active users, because, you know, I remember when they had $1 billion market cap at the heights of the crypto market, right? I mean, they had like 100 daily users. It was it was so out of proportion. So it'll be interesting to see kind of daily users, you know, hopefully they increase on the back of the new Veil platform, which is a lot more in depth and a lot more user friendly as well. So, you know, it will be interesting to kind of keep you guys updated on the progress they're having. So for us here at SVK Crypto, we've had an amazing week. Been super focused on our event on the 29th of January. If you haven't signed up, join our Telegram group. All the information is there, which is SVK Crowd, or email myself and I can get you some tickets. It's a free event. It's going to be a great evening talking about blockchain and our views and where we see blockchain going in 2019. So my email is cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y at svkcrypto.com. If you're looking for more information, feel free to hit me up. So we've had that and we've been really focused on that. We're doing an end of year video. We're wrapping up on that. Mark, our content king, has been working really hard. So, you know, we're looking to get that release kind of next week. We've just been inundated on the minute. I mean, seriously, we've had a lot of different pitches taking place in the office, which I'm still getting signed off that I can show you guys and bring the audio in here. That's going to be super cool. And I'm super jacked up for that next week. But that's what's been going down this week. Back-to-back meetings. Calls of block one. There's loads of exciting news going to be coming out of there. So really, really pumped to be releasing that very shortly. I mean, for the EOS ecosystem, I mean, that's kind of where all of our energy is focused at the minute. It's really interesting because we're in a really cool position being one of the Block One VC funds, because we see the perspective from Block One, because we talk to those guys on a regular basis, if not daily. And we're also really embedded in the community. So it's interesting to see kind of where their heads are at and what the community's saying as well. So it's really interesting to see that as well. And I know Block One, I've got loads of cool projects that are going to be releasing over the next 3 months. So that's going to be really, really exciting. So with that in mind, let's get on to today's show. Let's get down to non-fungible tokens and let's get down to business. So let's get down to business. Non-fungible tokens is a term you may not have come across in the crypto space yet. You may, however, have heard about projects that employ this type of token. To understand what a non-fungible token is, we must understand what fungibility is. So in economics, fungibility is the property of a good or commodity whose individual units are essentially interchangeable. If a good asset or token, in this case, is fungible, then it can be interchanged or replaced by another identical token. Being non-fungible, therefore, means that a token is absolutely unique and indistinguishable from any other token. The USD is fungible in nature. $1 is exchangeable for $1. These individual dollars are essentially indistinguishable from one another. So fungibility is a core characteristic of all fiat currencies. So non-fungible tokens are therefore completely unique expressions of an asset on a blockchain. In reading and learning about the Ethereum platform, you may have heard about CryptoKitties. Collectibles are only one early implementation of non-fungible tokens, and the analogy of baseball cards is often used to describe how non-fungible tokens or collectibles work. So many people are familiar with the idea of a limited edition of baseball cards. Non-fungible tokens work in the same way and are unique representations of an asset. So working with blockchain technology, these unique tokens are public and verifiable on the blockchain network. So non-fungible tokens create a form of digital scarcity that can be verified without the need for a centralized authority to confirm validity. So it is this fundamental scarcity that basically gives the tokens their value. So project examples, CryptoKitties is a great one. The famous CryptoKitties project is widely known across the cryptocurrency space. Back in December of 2017, I think it was, the CryptoKitties game created a huge amount of congestion on Ethereum network, causing it to reach an all-time highs in transaction throughput and slow it down significantly. However, it is the perfect example of a non-fungible token. So CryptoKitties is a game centered around breedable, collectible, and oh-so-adorable creatures we all call CryptoKitties. Each cat is one of a kind and 100% owned by you. It cannot be replicated in any way, shape, or form, taken away, or destroyed. So when you talk about this, so as with CryptoKitties, non-fungible tokens can be created on the Ethereum network. Moat NFTs utilize Ethereum's ERC-721 protocol. The ERC-721 protocol sets out a standard set of criteria and functions in the form of a smart contract that must be met or be owned, managed, and traded. So Decentraland is another project in the crypto space that uses non-fungible tokens is a Decentraland. A play on words for decentralized land, Decentraland issues unique plots of virtual land on the blockchain. According to the website, it is a virtual world that opens that runs an open standards. So you must purchase land through the Ethereum blockchain, creating an immutable record of ownership. No one can limit what you build. With full control over your land, you can create unique experiences unlike anything in existence. Your imagination is the limit. Go to a casino, watch live music, attend a workshop, shop with friends, start a business, test drive a car, visit an underwater resort, and much, much more. So what's more is that Decentraland is fully immersible through virtual reality, or VR. You can use your own VR headset to become fully immersed in a 3D interactive world. Again, with Decentraland, you lay claim to your own unique plot of virtual land. Utilizing non-fungible tokens for a virtual world is a very interesting use of this technology. So with the rising popularity of virtual reality, virtual land on the blockchain may just be good investment for years to come. So other use cases. There are a whole host of other use cases of non-fungible tokens anywhere that are unique. So ticketing, plane tickets, concert tickets, tickets to go and see your favorite sports team, all of these are unique and can be represented on the blockchain with a non-fungible token. Expressing tokens on the blockchain with the NFTs would also help to reduce the amount of fraud ticketing for events. Property titles, this is another key area that's ripe for disruption. Smart contracts and NFTs can be used to uniquely express ownership of real estate as well as land on the blockchain. Art, as in the nature of the digital world we now live in, a lot of art that is created in digital is digital in nature. But how can we prevent digital copies being made of digital art? So non-fungible tokens can represent the original unique pieces of the digital art and prevent the copy, distribution, and sale of counterfeits. Projects like Poet.et are verifying to make this use case reality for artists. They're working hard. So definitely check them out. The PO.et. Identity is a huge one as well. We've had many different trial runs going on, which I'll get to in a second. But the main use case here is our identity is unique to each of us. Again, NFTs can help to create a digital representation of our unique identity on the blockchain. So over 60 million people were victims to identity fraud in 2016, which is a huge number. And that's in the USA alone. Projects like The Key are solving the problem of identity fraud on the blockchain. The issue of identity on the blockchain is that that's great. You can put your information there. But what you really need is for that information to be of value there, right? So what do I mean by that? Well, you can't fly from London to Switzerland with a copy of, you know, your ID on a blockchain. Like, it just won't work. So what you really need is you need the kind of government agencies to be using that technology for it to be adopted. And I think that's one of the issues, because I remember seeing loads of different ICOs in 2017 that were doing like identity and you're really kind of taking that space. Yes, it's a great use case. Yes, I see that happening in the foreseeable future. But I really see that coming from like inside government where they have control over that or have some understanding of that. And I think they will be kind of the ones to lead that. That's how I see that anyway. So, I mean, listen, all in all, we're still at the very early stage of not only just blockchain, but the use of non-fungible tokens. Some of these use cases mentioned about severe or to solve real world problems by creating a more transparent and immutable way of tracking validity. So, you know, no doubt future use cases will also emerge, but the time and cost savings that could be achieved with these examples could be very compelling. That's what it's all about. It's also about making a compelling case, really educating. And it's going to take a while before you can start traveling countries with your ID on the blockchain. But I do see that happening, and I really do. And I don't think it'll be a situation where you'll know you're interacting necessarily with a blockchain itself. But it's interesting. Another thing to kind of point out recently, CryptoKitties, the good friends of ours, especially Benny, He's one of the co-founders over there. He actually appeared on the podcast, I think it was the beginning of 2018 or maybe the end of 2017. Anyway, we speak to those guys a lot and they're really, really bullish on that whole space. And they recently had a funding round. I forgot the amount. I think it was $13 or $15 million they raised. And Andreessen Horowitz won the deal. I mean, they had like the top VC funds with them in the deal. And what they were basically betting on wasn't CryptoKitties. It wasn't the idea of having, you know, a digital kitty. The idea was that you could basically tokenize and a whole, like baseball cards was one, like you have all these great opportunities and they're in a great position with great developers to basically make that happen. So the tokenization of real assets and being able to trade them and for them to appreciate in value as well. I think it's really interesting to see non-fungible tokens because they're definitely a key area within the whole cryptocurrency ecosystem. And I don't think they're getting as much kind of attention as they potentially could. I think the market itself is huge. I really believe that once we start seeing attention move into non-fungible tokens, that space will really take off. So it's definitely one to watch. Remember, as always, this is not financial trading advice, just our own in-house view here at SVK Crypto. All right. So listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. Hit us up on our socials. Twitter is at @SVK_crypto. That's where all the pictures are at. That's where all the videos are. Telegram is where it goes down, which is SVK Crowd. And feel free to email myself at cstory, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap. And I've got to bounce.